And Schuster, a formidable man, paced before his office desk as he mentally tried to form his answer. He kept tugging on his mustache as he stretched his wide, solid shoulders, towering over the man standing near his desk. "I would like an answer," Emil Obermann said in their native language of Russian German.
"No,"
Ernst said in a raised, gruff voice.
"You may not court my daughter. I order you to stay away from her."
"I love Elsa," he exclaimed. His hands formed into fists at his sides. He wore his hair longer than most, to just below his ears, and he was a slight man with a pleasant enough face. Ernst stroked his thin mustache and said in a calm voice,
"You have nothing to offer her. She's a beautiful woman and can do better than you."
Then he shouted,
"Leave her be!"
Emil cowered a bit.
"I followed your family here for no other reason than to be near her," Emil said meekly. "She loves me as well."
"If what you say is true, she will get over it."
Ernst walked across the room and opened the door.
"You are free to return to the homeland. You are not wanted here, and you will not court or marry Elsa or any of my other daughters."
Emil walked to the door, but before going through it, he turned and seemed to gain a bit of confidence.
"Mark my words, I will have her."
Ernst shook his head as he watched him walk down the hall and out of the house. He knew Obermann was a penniless pauper and not worth Elsa's interest. A mere farmer's helper earning an hourly wage was not what he'd planned for his daughters. Elsa was the prettiest of his five daughters and deserved better, and by God, she'd have better. Elsa's union with a prosperous man would help him and his family as well. His mind kept returning to the man who owned the horse ranch he'd visited last week. The house and stables had shown the man's riches and his ambition. That was the caliber of man he wanted for his daughters. Ernst opened the office door and walked to the curved oak stairway.
"Elsa, come down to my office," he bellowed. "Now!"
Elsa sat brushing her ebony hair, but stopped abruptly when she saw Emil mounting his horse and galloping away through the window. How odd that he'd be visiting her father. Seconds later, her father's booming voice had vibrated the picture over her bed, causing her to jump. Why had he wanted to see her? And why did he have to yell? What had she done now? Or had Emil asked her father if he could call upon her? She threw the brush down and ran from the room, down the stairs and into her father's office. Her heart raced since she knew he was about to tell her that Emil had permission to court her. Hadn't he told her just the other day that it was about time she married? The library was where her father had set up his desk to use as an office, since they had few books. As excited as she was, she kept her voice calm, although she knew the eagerness showed in her eyes and blushing cheeks.
"Yes, father."
"You will not see Emil again. Is that understood?" he bellowed.
Elsa felt her chest constricting with disappointment and surprise.
"But why, father? I'm fond of Emil."
Though Emil had never openly courted her, they'd been neighbors back in Russia, and he'd often snuck over, kissed her a few times, and whispered his fondness for her. She hadn't taken it seriously, at least, not until he followed her to Kansas.
"He has nothing to offer you. You deserve better."
"But he loves me," she cried with her hands folded over her heart.
"Mind your mouth!"
Ernst slapped Elsa's face.
"Love! Bah!"
he spat.
"You will need money to live in a decent home. And for your children. Don't you want them to have a better life?"
He paced.
"Love will not pay the bills. I will find you a good husband."
"But, father, the only other single men in the settlement are Hermann Ganz and Wilhelm Buchmüller, and I'm not fond of either of them at all."